Oh, so there is. Okay. I know you were saying that they thought it might be plantar fasciitis or something like that, which can lead to spurs and stuff, which just progressively gets worse. But okay. Well, I mean, at least you got something definitive you can address. It's plantar fasciitis is very difficult to deal with. It's either a long time just, you know, staying off of it, and then even longer, or possibly surgery. But at least with a stress fracture, again, you've got to stay off of it. You know, you're going to have to keep your weight off of it. But I don't know. I think that in some respects might be better because there's a path to healing.
Yeah, so I got a boot fitted for a boot, you know, because I'm not supposed to be on it. And I said, really? I said, for the most part, I sit at my desk. He goes, well, wear the boot if you're walking around a lot. If I'm going to the bathroom or something, nothing, but if I'm going to go downstairs and sit at my desk, I need to have it supported and keep the weight off of it. So unless I can put my foot up. So I tried wearing the boot because I got it. The boot came Wednesday. Yeah, yesterday was Thursday. So I sat at my desk with the boot on yesterday morning. By 2 o'clock, it was throbbing being in that boot. My ankle last night, because I'm not used to it. Walking in that thing is so weird, and I'm not used to it. My dad says, well, you're putting pressure in different spots, you know, and so my ankle isn't used to, because the foot's being put in a certain position, and I was like, I could hardly walk on my ankle yesterday when I got done. So today I went downstairs for a little bit, hour or two, and then I came up and spent the rest of the day up here with just my foot up.